And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now let's open up the mics. Here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Sanford will be here shortly, but in the meantime, I'm going to say, hi, this is Chuck Roberts. Hello to ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ships at sea. We're going to spend the first half hour talking to our buddy Casey Rooney over there in Cottonwood. And we'll be back with our interview with Casey right after these words.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Sanford's out there looking at me. Please, Chuck, let me get on the radio. We're going to let him in here in just a little bit. But first of all, to my buddy, fellow Bowling Green State University Falcon, Casey Rooney, Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood. And a breezy hello to you, sir.
Well, breezy hello to you too, Chuck. Good to hear your voice again. And I was just listening to that commercial about Prescott Brewing Company, and they said beer about 17 times and just made me thirsty all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, thank you, Chuck. My guest today, well, first of all, I want to welcome our KQNA Arizona Hometown Radio Group listeners to our broadcast today. And my guest is Ryan Bigelow. And Ryan Bigelow is the director of the Cottonwood Library. Ryan, say hello to our listeners. Ryan, are you there?
Apparently, he is not.
Ah, well, let me give me just a second, because I'm not in the same room with him, and let me make sure that I got him on the line. Hold on for just a second, if that's okay. Get him on the line.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
It's live radio, of course.
I know. Isn't it great? I'll be right back.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hello. And, how are you?
Just swell. Nice to have you along with the roundtable anyway. We are planning on getting our interview going from Cottonwood, and then a little bit later on we're going to have a little current events chat, which should prove to be exciting. But
you have enough time to do that.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a baseball game coming up, so we only have a couple hours. There you go.
There we go. Yeah. Now I think we're all here.
Casey.
Hello.
Casey's coming. He's on his way.
Okay.
Live radio. Isn't it great?
Okay. Now I think we're all here.
We're all here. Ryan, you there?
I'm here.
Good.
All right.
So
take it away.
I introduced you, Ryan. Everybody knows you, but you don't know all the people on the other end of the line. So I just want you to say hello to our Arizona Hometown Radio Group listeners.
Hello, everyone. Ryan Bigelow here with the Cottonwood Public Library.
Well, welcome on board, Ryan. Ryan was working in our Parks and Rec department, doing a great job. I'd see him running through by my office here in Old Town every once in a while. He's a real healthy guy and doing well in our community, doing very well with the city of Cottonwood. And he is running the Cottonwood Library, so we're real happy to have him on board with us at the city. And Ryan, you've been with the city for a while. How long have you been with the city of Cottonwood?
Well, Casey, it's going to be 11 years here coming up. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Wow.
The majority of that, like you said, with Parks and Rec and just for the last couple of months with the library.
You know, you started the same, must have started the same year I did, because I've been here 11 years as well. I know for Chuck's benefit, I know Chuck is an Ohio guy. I'm an Ohio guy originally. And Ryan, I think way back originally, a couple generations ago, you were from Ohio, weren't you?
That's what we've got in common there, Casey. I have my grandfather's from Ohio. I think he's one of 10 kids, and moved out west in the Civilian Conservation Corps up to Oregon. And from there, that's where I was born and raised, in Oregon. And I've been in Arizona almost 11 years now.
Jeez. Well, we might be related. Ryan Bigelow, Casey Rooney, your dad had 10 brothers and sisters. My dad had 11 brothers and sisters. Big families back there in Ohio, I'll tell you. Well, anyway, hey, I want to hear about the Cottonwood Library. You've been there for not very long. You've been with the city for 11 years. Tell us what's happening at the library. First of all, where is the Cottonwood Library? And tell me a little bit about what is different about libraries today than, 20 years ago.
Well, Casey, I think one of the things that attracted me to the Cottonwood Public Library is its location, actually. We are at 100 South 6th Street in Cottonwood. We are right next to the Cottonwood Rec Center, so like I tell people, my commute did not change. There's the Cottonwood Aquatic Center right across the street. Yavapai County has several buildings right next to us. The City of Cottonwood Public Safety is across the street. So we're in this location. Cottonwood Oak Creek School District, again, right across the street. Our location is so unique that we can collaborate with all these different groups and really not have to leave. So one of the things I was really hoping to do and going to try to do is, get in touch with all those groups that are right next to us. Obviously, Parks and Rec makes a lot of sense for libraries to collaborate with, but we really want to get into the schools. We want to be a part of what they're doing and be supportive of what they're doing. The other government entities that are surrounding us, you know, we want to be considered a resource for them. So that was one of the reasons that I felt like coming to the Cottonwood Public Library would be a really unique opportunity given our location.
Plus, you're just across the street from where you used to work, so that was a pretty easy transition, I would imagine, for you.
Yeah, same parking lot, actually. I'm still parking pretty much the same spot, so that hasn't been a change.
You know, another thing I've noticed, Ryan, is when I drive by, like going to the rec center or the library, I've noticed a lot of Cottonwood area transit buses right outside of your facility, so that must be a pickup location as well, huh?
Yeah, I forgot to mention that the Cottonwood Area Transit, the CATS, is right out there. So another really great resource for our side, for the Cottonwood area. And it's a great way for folks to be able to get to all of those different resources that I just mentioned, that they're able to do that. And, yeah, absolutely, the CATS service helps us tremendously get people in and out of our facility and through our doors. So can't thank them enough for what they do and being able to work with them as well.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I was a kid, I'd go to the Findlay, Ohio Library, and of course, that was a long time ago. Things were a lot different then. You know, they had card catalogs, and that's where everybody went to find things. Now we've got a technology. I imagine you still have some card catalogs there, but tell me about technology and how that's changed the library industry.
So it's changed a bunch, but really, you know, you think about the library kind of used to have a monopoly on information and resources, and now with the internet, you know, we don't have that anymore. But we want to be able to utilize technology and teach people how to utilize it in their day-to-day lives. So, you know, we talk about the digital divide that definitely exists and definitely exists in our area. You know, our computer systems allow people to participate in normal everyday day-to-day activities. We have great Wi-Fi access and great computer access, including some programs that teach people how to use their cell phones. We have smartphone classes. We have tablet classes. We have computer classes. Coming up here, we have Facebook 101 with our one of our City of Cottonwood employees teaching that. So we're trying to not fight technology, but work with it and be a part of that. So libraries are kind of reinventing themselves right now, and we're definitely on that trend.
Well, Ryan, we're going to have to break here in just a minute, but so the difference between libraries today and what they used to be like are quite a bit different. But when we come back, I want to hear a little bit about the demographics of the people using libraries and the technology and some more about your programs. But until then, we're going to get back to Sanford and take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Ryan Bigelow from the Cottonwood Library. Okay, I don't think we transferred back to Sanford, so we'll just keep on going.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. What do you mean?
No, I don't want to hear from Sanford. Come on, let's keep going.
We're going to keep on going. Yeah, we're going to just keep going. We're gonna put you on a quick hold and be back with more as Talk of the Town, the roundtable, continues from Cottonwood right here on KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and on the web at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Dusty house? Hard to heat or cool rooms? Dollars lost through leaky ductwork? Have Gettle's High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettle's. A simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal and keep that cool air in your home where it belongs. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it. What I like about you.
Look, if your mom, wife, or mother-to-be enjoys dead cut flowers and the peace that comes when dining with all those kids, then by all means, take her to your favorite buffet rather than some piece of plastic.
But if she really loves her garden, a gift card from Waters makes perfect sense. In reality, you're giving her 90 minutes of peace and quiet while she shops for her own flowers.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. The place where people who love their gardening moms love to shop.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're going back to Cottonwood for more with Casey Rooney and his special guest.
All right, Sanford Cohen, thank you very much for passing that back to me. I am, for our listeners that might have joined us late, I am talking to Ryan Bigelow today. Ryan is our Cottonwood Library Director. He's new to the position. He's been with the city for 11 years. He was working in the Cottonwood Parks and Rec Department, which is a busy, busy department. But he went from one busy department to another busy department. And we're real happy to have him running the library. He's new blood for the library. And we're just real glad you're there. I wanted to mention that if you want to do a little research, or if our listeners want to do a little research, into our library, they can go to a website, ctwpl.info. So that is your website, right, Ryan?
Yeah, that's where all the magic happens, right there. If you want to know about all our programs or our resources, it's all listed there for you at ctwpl.info.
And I know that you're part of a 40 network library, Yavapai County Library Network. Tell us a little bit about how that network works.
Yeah, it's a pretty unique situation, or at least for me coming from the Parks and Rec world, to be involved in a, kind of a collaborative effort like this. There are over 40 libraries in our network. So what that means is everybody who lives in the county kind of gets to benefit from each other. So if the Cottonwood Public Library purchases a book, it'll actually be available to all 40-plus libraries. So we do a really good job of sharing resources. We do a really good job of networking. In fact, I had a meeting about from the technology department earlier today. So we're all kind of on the same page, trying to get to the same places and do it together, which is really nice to have, especially not coming from a library background, to have all those different folks kind of for me to use as a resource for library information in general has been really great.
So how does that work then, Ryan? Do you have somebody there in your library that somebody orders a book and they got to package it up and send it off? Is that how that works?
No, we have a courier service. If they order one from Cottonwood, it can be in Prescott tomorrow. We just have somebody who's continually making the rounds and in no time. So when you get onto our catalog for the Cottonwood Public Library or any of the catalogs for the entire network, you're not just looking at books at your local library, you're looking at books for the entire network. The collection, I know for the Cottonwood Public Library, we have over 107,000 materials in our library specifically. That means that everybody else in our network has access to those 107,000 items.
Jeez. Well, if I were to walk into the library today, Ryan, what would I see? I mean, what's the demographic? Who's using the libraries today?
Well, everybody, of course, that's the easy answer. But for us, we're really fortunate where we have a youth side that's kind of sectioned out for the kids for their own space. We have a two-story building, so upstairs is designated for the teens, so they have their own space. And then the original building is all kind of designated for adults and their space. So our demographic is literally everybody. And that's what's unique about libraries. We're intended to be a space for everybody, no matter the demographic. So, we're in a senior heavy community. So I would say we probably lean a little bit more to the senior side of things, but that's just reflective of our general demographics.
Well, I know that, you know, we're going into budget season here at the city, and everybody loves budget season, right? What do you see as the future of libraries, and where does your money come from? Where does the money come from to run a library?
Well, for us specifically, you know, we're funded from the City of Cottonwood General Fund and also from the Yavapai County Library Network. So generally speaking, it's probably an 80% City of Cottonwood, 20% Yavapai County. The future funding is always interesting. I think being in any city, you're always looking at dollars and cents and making sure you're as efficient as possible with that money. Obviously, our library would like to explore grants and grant opportunities. We recently received a grant for $18,000 to revamp our meeting room space. So we got new tables, we got new chairs, we have a projector system, a sound system, for $18,000 that is free to the public to come and utilize. So that was a small but obviously a large success for our library, and hopefully we can build on that and continue to look at grants and grant funding as an alternative resource to the general fund from the City of Cottonwood and Yavapai County.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody in the city is always chasing grants. It's kind of hard to run a city on grants. We do what we can to contribute to the success of our city by doing that. But and knowing that we're both in this budget season, and let's just say that we couldn't pass a sales tax or something like that to keep us afloat, and they came to you and said, Ryan, we want to take 3% out of your budget. You have to give up 3% of your budget. Where would that come from, and what would it do to your organization?
Well, for us specifically, I think we would have to look at our maintenance costs and trying to reduce those pretty significantly. And we would obviously need to look at how many materials, books specifically, that we're purchasing. So, not purchasing as many books is going to hurt us, and like we talked about, it'll hurt the entire network, everybody in there. Maintenance is something that you look at as an investment. If it costs you a little bit of money now, it's saving you hopefully a lot of money down the road. So those are tough decisions. That's not easy on any of us, having to make those cuts and those decisions. It would definitely impact the community.
Yeah, it would. Would you lose any manpower? Now, I hate to even talk about this on the radio, but these are the realities that cities are faced with all the time.
Yeah, I certainly hope not. At 3%, I don't think we would need to reduce manpower, but everything is on the table at 3%, especially the various departments are going to have to look at all options.
Yeah. Well, I know that even if we did have to take cuts, that we do the best we can to stay afloat and make things better, even if we have tighter budgets. So I know you're in that boat, I'm in that boat, and we just keep plugging along and continue to do what we can to make things better for the city and our residents. What do you see in, look out 10 years from now, what's a library going to look like?
It's going to look fairly similar to what you're seeing now, but what I think we've really found is space and place. You know, since information can be easily accessed online, and even I'll plug this, our books and audiobooks can be found through our Libby app. You know, we have apps too that make. You know, that we use technology. We're not fighting it. We're accepting it. We're rolling with it. But what you can't take away from libraries are the events and the reasons for people to come together. Where, for example, this Saturday is a Healthy Living for Your Brain and Body the program about Alzheimer's from the Alzheimer's Association to talk to folks. So I think as technology grows, people will be exploring and looking for those reasons to interact and engage with one another. I don't think human interaction is going away, and I think there will be a space for that and a need for that. And I really do envision libraries meeting that need.
That's going to be an interesting future for all of us from an economic development standpoint, from a library standpoint. So it looks like the future of libraries is actually pretty bright. It's still going to continue to be meeting space and place for knowledge to be shared and anything else that you can think of that is going to be changing in the future?
Well, just general entertainment, too. We have what we call Movie Mondays. We have 20 to 25 people pretty regularly showing up and watching movies at the library. So, you know, before I moved to the library, I didn't really see the library as recreation, but it is absolutely a space for recreation and entertainment. So we have to think of it that way as well.
Wow, I hadn't even thought about the entertainment value, but yeah, I mean, people are entertained by socializing and reading. And well, why don't you remind us of how our listeners can get in touch with you, Ryan? Would you mention your website again?
Website is ctwpl.info. And we are at 100 South 6th Street in Cottonwood, right next to the Rec Center, right next to Garrison Park, Cottonwood Middle School, Cottonwood Public Safety, in that area. So we're kind of centrally located, have a nice space, and hopefully people can come and see us.
Well, I like that you're right next to the Rec Center. People can come and work out and then come over and check out the library, or do both. And they're beautiful. Both of them are beautiful facilities. Ryan, I want to thank you for joining me today. You're a great asset for our city. And, again, I'd welcome our listeners from either side of the mountain to come over, meet Ryan Bigelow, and see our wonderful library here in Cottonwood, Arizona. So thank you for joining me, Ryan. I'm going to pass it back to Sanford Cohen.
All right, guys. Thanks again for a great conversation. Really appreciate it.
All righty.
Thank you.
All right. And so we will return and kind of widen the view a little bit. I've been getting a lot of questions from people about what's going on in Israel with regard to Iran. And got a few things to lay on you. It's, you know, everybody would be right to feel a little bit unsettled about what's happening over there, but this was something that was pretty much inevitable, and I'll explain why when we come back. But right now we're going to take a quick break. We've got the latest news coming your way, and then more Talk of the Town here on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, on the web at kqna.com. Back after the news.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Oh, 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 oh. $5 cash card when you spend $30 on these great deals and more at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy. This week only, stock up on Scott paper towels for just $5.49 and surprise mom with select Ferrero chocolates, buy one, get one free. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
Oh, 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 visit CVS.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia, Enter's 1-Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Blood, Prescott Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Eric Propane, Primavera Online School, Al's Auto Body, House Jules Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Affinity RV, Yamapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, and Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs host the Washington Nationals tonight at 6. On AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. A reminder that Stage 2 fire restrictions are in place in Yavapai County. On Monday afternoon at around 1:30, Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies were called to a Carlita Drive home in the town of Seligman regarding a fire getting out of control.
Deputies noted the area is surrounded by grassland and lots of juniper and sycamore trees. Seligman fire personnel arrived and by 2 p.m. had the fire contained to a single property. The fire damage involved two travel trailers, a mobile home, vehicles, and other materials stored nearby.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin says the property owner, 76-year-old Dennis Lentz, has been cited for violating a county ordinance.
Lentz told deputies he had been burning trash in a barrel when the fire became uncontrollable and spread. Deputies cited Lentz for violation of the Yavapai County ordinance prohibiting open burning.
Lentz was unable to call for help because he has no working phones. Concerned citizens in the area called 911. Seligman fire personnel remained on scene to make sure that the fire wouldn't start up again. The town of Prescott Valley will be celebrating its Ruby anniversary as part of a special event.
The 40th anniversary of Prescott Valley Days kicks off at 5 o'clock tonight in the downtown entertainment district with the opening of the carnival. Tomorrow, vendors open at 4 and the carnival follows at 5. Folklorico dancers will perform at 5:30 with music by Banda Yegadora starting at 7 o'clock. The Matchstick Rush Fire Show is at 9. On Saturday morning at 9, the Prescott Valley Days Parade starts at Yavapai and Florentine Roads. The parade will end in the Prescott Valley Event Center parking lot on Main Street. The theme for the parade is the Wizard of Oz. If you can't make it to the parade in person, you can listen to it live on Cattle Country 94.3 and 103.1 FM KDDL or stream it at cattlecountryradio.com. I'm DJ Phone reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Sunny and very breezy this weekend with a fire weather watch and a wind advisory. Expect a clear overnight low of 56 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 80 tomorrow and a high of 73 on Saturday. 60 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 90 and a high on Saturday of 82. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. A little while ago, I had the opportunity to have a conversation with somebody who wasn't buying their pet food at Olson's. She was having food issues with her dog and wasn't quite sure where to turn. Of course, I said that we at Olson's could probably solve those issues. As it turned out, we did, and the now Olson's customer couldn't say enough about the experience. And besides, she also got to pet the baby chicks. She loved the local atmosphere at our Prescott store, and I assured her that she could go to any Olson's store and get the same. Have food issues? Check us out. Looking for a place to wear your boots and hat and mosey up to a craps roulette or 21 table for a night of fun? Check out the Prescott Sunup Rotary Foundation's Double Down Casino Night. It'll be held in the grandstand at the historic Prescott Rodeo Grounds on Saturday, May 12th. Rustle on down for cocktails at 5, then dinner and casino games from 6 till 9. Proceeds will benefit Yavapai Exceptional Industries and other Rotary Club charities. Tickets are available at Raskin's Jewelers or online at Double Down Casino Night.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back. The second half of the roundtable, I guess we're talking a little bit of world events, not the least of which, of course, is the renewal of conflicts on the ground militarily between the proxies of Iran and the state of Israel, which is to be expected. You know, with President Trump pulling out of the nuclear deal, you kind of figured that when the Iranian TV sent their video around the world of the mullahs burning paper U.S. flags chanting death to America.
I was afraid.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it looked to me as though they were proving Trump's point in a way. Yeah. It's like, well, these are definitely not, you know, worthy.
These are not diplomats.
No, you know, I mean, if you really wanted to stay in the deal, if you wanted the deal to happen, then you would have been back to the negotiating table and, you know, tried to make something happen. It's a different president. It's different administration. But no, I think in some ways they wanted this to happen. They wanted the deal to blow up. It gives them an excuse for another one of those crazy Iranian temper tantrums that, you know, people are used to seeing on TV. And in their minds, they think that it is showing them to be a powerful yet oppressed
country,
when in fact it really just shows them to be a bunch of spoiled brats.
It allows the Ayatollahs and the Mullahs and all these guys to keep power because we're here to protect you, because what they don't have is freedom of the press. There's no free exchange of ideas.
Yeah.
And so we're here to protect you. Trust me, I'm your boss.
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is that when the armed conflict took place here the last couple days between Israel and Iran, albeit it was taking place in southern Syria, the Iranians took it upon themselves to launch missiles into the Golan Heights. And to hear how the Golan is described by a number of different media sources is, you know, it really is, it's almost as if the people reporting on this have never been there. They have no idea what they're talking about. Because these are not just simply lines drawn on maps. This is actually places where people live, where there are cities and towns and, you know, city governments, town governments. There are, you know, houses and apartment buildings and shopping centers and industrial complexes and so on. And this land, the Golan Heights, was won by Israel in the war in 1967. And I guarantee you, you talk to the people that live in the Golan, like I have, and you ask them, would you ever conceive of this land ever going back to Syria? And not just hell no, but that'd be like the worst thing that could possibly happen to them. It was funny. We had an encounter with a young man in Clarkdale. At a wine festival, and he was talking about the wine. We were talking about the wineries in Israel, and a lot of them are in the Golan. And he made the incredible statement that, well, yes, the Israelis came in and stole those from the Syrians when they took over their land. Now, that may make sense to some people, but it doesn't square with the facts. And the facts are that in 1967, when Israel took over the Golan Heights because it had a strategic overlook into Israel, and they had to take that land over lest they leave themselves open to being bombed nonstop from above. So it was a tactical acquisition. But in the, you know, 50 years since that's happened, they went from no wineries to well over 100. Most of the grapes that are made in Israel that end up at wineries throughout the country are grown in the Golan Heights. And this was not something that was taking place back when Syria had it. This was like a no man's land. It had Bedouins and, people that, you know, literally lived off the hard scrabble, land. But it was basically controlled by the Syrian military, and they were there, specifically to attack Israel. And it offered absolutely nothing in the way of any kind of economic benefit to the people that lived there. But when Israel finally did take it over and started planting the vineyards and creating the wine country and the cities that built up around it, the furthest north that I've been in the Golan is a place called Rosh Pina, which dates back to the 1890s, in terms of, you know, how old, the synagogues were there, because Rosh Pina is like right on the edge of where the, border used to be before the Golan got incorporated into Israel. The Golan Heights is every bit as much a part of Israel as Tel Aviv or Jerusalem or Haifa. I mean, it just is considered to be the Israeli wine country. And it's a huge generator of tourism dollars from all over the world. There are tours that go all over the Golan to visit the wineries and a lot of the sacred sites and so forth. And there are a lot of Jewish historical sites in the Golan that were taken, or if you want to call it, occupied by Syrian forces or by the Ottoman Turks, leading into the 20th century. So basically they were, the Israelis were reclaiming land that they had previously been indigenous to. Now, not exclusively. In this day and age, there are some of these media that still refer to the Golan Heights as being occupied by Israel. And that's sad, because it wasn't occupied. It was taken over. It has been incorporated. It is annexed. It is all part of it. If you look at all the maps of Israel, the Golan Heights are included in the maps. They do show the cutouts for what the Palestinian people call the West Bank and so forth. But, the Golan, there is no dispute other than perhaps Iran and Syria might dispute it. But there is no dispute as far as Israel and the neighbors that it is at peace with, that the Golan is definitely a part of the state of Israel. So the Iranian missiles being shot into the Golan are being shot into Israeli territory, and Israel made it very clear that if that were to happen, they were going to come back with a vengeance, and they did. They went and knocked out an amazing number of Iranian military sites within southern Syria. I can tell you things are either going to get better or worse from here. There's, you know, this little, you know, we'll send a couple little bombs and then endure getting big bombed so that we can then go to the media and say, look what they did.
You know, poor us.
You know, I mean, it is.
Well, who started the fight?
Well, it's no different than like in a sibling rivalry situation when your sibling, pushes you and then you hit him back. And he hit me. You see what he did? Yeah, but they never record the push. Just like in hockey, they always get the retaliation foul. They never get the first one. You know, but it's no laughing matter. This really is a serious situation. And you know what Donald Trump did by pulling us out of the nuke deal. As far as I'm concerned, the nuke deal is not a deal. There, you know, Iran's not going to be honest and let you know exactly what they're doing. But what they ought to be doing is they ought to be watching what goes on in North Korea from here. Mm-hmm. Because Iran, you want to know what your destiny is? Watch North Korea. If North Korea ends up denuclearizing, becomes reunited with South Korea, and allows some capitalism to
flow in. Can you imagine what that country is going to be like? When Kim Jong-un goes to South Korea and sees, you know, Circle K's and Walmarts and stuff, you think, I can be the benevolent leader as this all comes to us. Yeah. I did it for you.
See, and I think the Iranians have a different take on it than Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un, it's all about him. And his family, his hierarchy, it's almost like it's a true fiefdom, you know. The Iranians are more of a religious theocracy, which Korea is not. They're a religious theocracy, and that poses two huge problems. One is that it's very hard when you're a religious theocracy that you are convinced that you are absolutely right and that God is on your side. It's really hard to back off from that. Kim Jong-un doesn't have that impediment in order to settle with his neighbors.
It reminds me of what Japan was like prior to World War II. And yet now Japan is one of the wealthiest, happiest places on the earth and one of our best allies because they saw that capitalism works for everybody. You can have your religion and you can have capitalism at the same time.
See, and even China, which does not have religion, has allowed capitalism to be interjected into their society, and you know they've had tremendous growth. Now, granted, they also have tremendous problems, you know, environmental and things like that. But nonetheless, it and even Russia had the same thing there under Gorbachev for a while. They allowed some free market stuff to start happening, and Russia started to recover a little bit economically. And then once they got another strong arm guy in there that, you know, kept it, you know, all in a very tight oligarchy, I guess you want to call it, and where very, very few people, you talk about people get upset because the United States has the 1%, you know. How would you like it instead of the 1%, which, by the way, 1% of 325 million people is still 3.25 million people enjoying the highest fruits of the labors. So 3.2 million people in the country, divide that by 50. You've got probably 60,000 people in each state that are really, really wealthy. And what do these people do with their wealth? Well, they buy things. They, you know, they go out to eat. They buy cars and boats,
start
trains,
businesses,
and planes, you know, whatever. All right. But in Russia, you're not talking about 1%. You're talking about maybe like a couple dozen people. I mean, real, real small group. Like there's one guy that owns all of the propane gas. You know, there's one person that owns all the farms, and you know, and so that. You know, to me, it's really not socialism or even communism. It's literally totalitarianism in its makeup because there's a very small select group at the top and everybody else is forced to, into some sort of serfdom to this economy that is so entirely dependent upon, you know, what how friendly you are to people in the government. I mean, you know, if
that's scary.
Yeah. And there was echoes of that in the economic policies that were coming out of the Obama administration for 8 years, you know, highly regulated, making so many freebies available that, you know, we balloon the budget deficit, and now the government's debt is astronomical. And so we had an economist that came here to Prescott to try to explain it all to us. And what he said and what I observed is what we'll talk about next when we come back on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Money back from Gettles? Listen up, because this is a cool deal. Earn up to $1,700 in possible rebates with Gettles, the premier Lennox dealer in northern Arizona. The guys and gals at Gettles can help you put cash in your pocket with huge spring savings on a new central AC system. So call now to schedule your free in-home evaluation. 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GettlesHDM. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest grill event of the year. The best time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, like the latest from Weber, Traeger, and more. For the first time ever, get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grill brands, $3.99 and up. Get the right grill delivered right to your house. Don't miss the biggest grill event of the year, happening now only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details. Propane tank not included.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, before we talk about the Arizona economy, I do want to mention that we're having a food drive this weekend. This is our twice annual food drive in conjunction with the National Letter Carriers Association. And so that'll be taking place on Saturday over on our little brother station down there, Jack FM 94.7, and we're going to have people live at the Safeway stores in Prescott on Willow Creek Road, as well as in Prescott Valley and Chino Valley, and also the Safeway store in Cottonwood. And so folks are welcome to come by and bring us your non-perishable food items, and it all goes to directly to the food banks here. So it's definitely a worthwhile cause. If you can't make it out to the Safeway, and we hope you do because we have a really nice little prize for you if you come on out, you can hang it at your mailbox, and the mail personnel will pick it up on Saturday as well. And we've generally every year been in the top five in communities our size for the pounds of food that we donate as a result of this food drive. So hope you get a chance to participate. Come and see us out at the Safeway. That's where we're going to be from 10 till 1 on Saturday. Very busy day Saturday. They've got Prescott Valley Days is this weekend, and so there's Fiesta del Pueblo is on Friday night, May 11th. We'll have a live remote on our Juan station. And then we've got the Ranch to Table dinner event in Prescott Valley. Yours truly will be the MC at that. And we're kind of kicking off the Prescott Valley 40th anniversary celebration that'll be going on all summer long. And if that wasn't enough, we've got the Verde Valley Wine Festival going on May 12th, Saturday as well. And we've got the Prescott Valley Days Parade that we're broadcasting live on Cattle Country. So, yeah, we're a very busy hometown radio group this weekend. So that leads me to finish up with our visit from the economist, Dr. Stephen Happel from ASU, who basically said that Arizona is one of the healthier states in the country, that Prescott is one of the healthier communities in one of the healthier states in the country, that a lot of our unemployment numbers are at historic lows, that you know, relatively speaking, the growth numbers going forward look good, and you know, Prescott has been taking in increased revenues and so forth. And then they started talking about the government debt, which is now at $21 trillion. And somebody said, what's going to happen with that? He goes, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. That's, you know, he thinks that we're going to run a budget surplus, and that when we run a budget surplus like we did in the 90s, then they'll use that money to pay down the debt. And so the question I asked was, which political party is going to advocate for taking that surplus money and paying down the debt? I couldn't name one. They both, everybody wants to spend it. Nobody seems to want to, you know, pay attention to the debt right now. And then what about student loan debt? What are we going to do about that? And he said, well, I think most of student loan debt's going to be forgiven. And we all said, what does that mean? Well, that means you all are going to pay for it. So basically when I came out of there walking with a banker friend of mine, and he asked me, well, what did you think of the economist's presentation? And I said, well, here's the conclusion. It's a great time to be in business and a sucky time to be a human being.
Oh.
At the same time. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. Here, as we conclude this round table, I want to thank Casey Rooney for joining us from Cottonwood, and Chuck Roberts for getting things started here on your Thursday. Do want to mention, of course, we got Diamondbacks baseball coming your way tonight right here on KQ&A. Let's beat them Dodgers. And also
Nationals.
I'm sorry. We already beat the Dodgers once, and we lost to them. The Nationals, four-game series, including Mother's Day. And for all you mothers out there, have a wonderful weekend. And on behalf of everybody here at KQ&A, we'll see you tomorrow for Let's Talk Sports at 4. And you know who? The great one, Mark Levin, up next on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House